this Penn team strike you as being all that different from the one you got the last time around?
Well, I certainly think that the youngster, number three, helped him out. You know, obviously, he made some shots and they got some distance from us. And so, and he seems to be a key guy that they look for. So, you know, when he makes his shots, you know, they draw a little bit more confidence. And so from that aspect, yeah, I mean, having him in the game, and I think that was different. We know that, you know, they do a good job on the boards and they do a good job in the paint. But certainly having number three out there changed some things and made it difficult for us.
No, you talk about your final game and, you know, your 4 years.
Well, obviously the final game didn't go very well. I felt like all the kind of stuff before, you know, the adrenaline was going probably since Sunday night, you know, we're thinking about it, just a weird feeling. So I think that hurt us a little bit in the beginning. I think, you know, came out a little flat because of that, which is kind of counterintuitive, but you know, as far as the 4 years, I'm just really grateful and thankful I got a chance to play here, and we had a lot of great coaching and played with a lot of great guys, and I just feel, you know, wins and losses wise, you're going to look at my 4 years and say, well, it was really rough, and you know, we lost a lot of games. This class lost a lot of games, but what I think of it is that I got everything that was that, you know, that I thought going in as far as the opportunity to play in games and the opportunity to compete and have a chance to win the games. And, you know, we didn't win the games, but I just feel very thankful and like I'm part of something special.
Kyle, true for you as well.
I think it's the same, you know. The game, I think it was, I'd say the same thing. And it's 4 years, you know, it's been a rough 4 years. But, you know, like Coach, like we've said, you know, we were out there, we were in games. You know, we were playing hard. You know, we learned a lot of lessons in the 4 years. Wins and losses may not show it, but, you know, there's life lessons you take. And, you know, and like we've been told, you know, we're part of something big. Now Princeton basketball is special. And I feel honored to be part of that special program. And, you know, it's always going to be frustrating looking back at my career and seeing how many times we lost. But, you know, there's things you got to take. You got to take forward, and you got to become a better man because of it. So it's definitely tough. But
Coach, what about the impact of these two guys?
Well, it's a double-edged sword to talk about Noah and Kyle, just because I could spend all night talking about their commitment and, you know, the affection that I have for them, the leadership that they gave, you know, when they played well, when they weren't playing well, the same kind of effort and passion. But it's a double-edged sword because, golly, they're gone, you know, and we're not going to have them coming back. And so it's going to be a lot to replace, a whole lot. You know, the stats are one thing, but again, just the heart of these two, it just is, you know, I believed in this team from day one because I believed in these two, and just felt, you know, with contributions here and there from different guys, and we've probably rotated more guys than we've wanted, to be honest, but I just felt, hey, if we have these two, we can figure something out. And we came short of that, but we certainly were in ball games, and it was because of these two.
Sydney, you started all five seniors the first time I remember coaching and something like that. Is that something you thought about doing all of them?
I don't know how much thought I gave to it relative to other things, like how to stop Pennsylvania. But, you know, I thought, you know, with the five seniors and the things that they've gone through, you know, they deserved their moment. They had their moment. You know, they certainly contributed in different aspects. And so I thought it was deserving.
Kyle, you talked about the tradition of Princeton basketball and how important that is and how much bigger it is than just the players. As you imparted that onto the younger players on this team, were you also able to impart the history of this game and the rivalry?
I hope so. This game means a lot to a lot of people. You know, Coach Johnson a lot. You know, like I said before, the our last game we played against Cornell, I said this means a lot to Coach Carrill, Coach Johnson, Coach Earl, Coach Greenman. You know, there's players that come back and they're sitting in the stands watching us play. And, you know, I've seen some of the games that have happened to Penn Princeton. You know, and it means a lot to me. And you got to understand that every time you go in there, you're going to play hard every game. But when you play Penn Princeton, it's a whole other thing. And, you know, I don't think tonight we stepped up and did what we needed to do for rivalry. For whatever reason, you know, we got to play, we got to step up and maybe a little bit more in the second half than the first half. But it's something that we had to realize more as a team and do.
So is it possible to look at the year, you know, how do you look back at this year?
Well, it's disappointing, you know. Obviously it's disappointing. We, you know, we lost, you know, a lot more games than we thought we would, and maybe we're the only ones, you know, in our locker room that felt that way. But that's the honest truth. You know, at the same time, there was a competitiveness that began to brew with these young men. And there were some flashes that I've seen that we may be able to build on. But I say may, just from the aspect of we have a lot of work to do to get where we want to get.
Unless it's staying at the city, did you learn as a coach and
Well, I think I said this before. I just think, you know, the most seasoned coach is learning more about his team every day. You know, and I really hope the learning process never ends for me. If it does, I'll be concerned. At the same time, I really do believe in how we're doing things. You know, we want to score the ball. You can see where we, you know, we do different things defensively. In terms of the passion and the caring about the jersey that we wear and the commitment to playing hard, you know, all those things are going to be staples of my coaching. And I've had great mentoring and coaching in the past, and I feel like there's some things there that I can pass along to this team and these young men. Again, that'll lead us to where we want to go. And I feel good about that. I feel positive.
No, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Was it hard sometimes not to let the frustration overtake you?
Well, one incident comes to mind, yes. but, you know, it's, I don't know, I kind of, we've been through a lot as a team, and, you know, one thing I've learned that I can take with me is that if no matter what happens yesterday, today's a new day. And it's true if you're winning, it's true if you're losing. So we just try to have a steady approach and be the right way as far as our work ethic and our attitude. So, and I tried to just kind of insulate myself and not think of, you know, everything on a grand scale, the whole season and my whole career, because then it becomes overwhelming. I said, all right, well, we have practice today. What can I do today? You know, we have one game coming up. So if you have that attitude, I don't think you get, you know, frustration isn't that big of a factor.
Coach,